Hello, my friend. This is John Ortberg. You and I are together on this two-week journey talking about how God made you to count. And today is real deep. It might touch a real deep ache for you. We're going to talk today about dealing with disappointment. How do you carry on in life when you have dreams, when you have thoughts about what you'd like to do, who you would like to be, how you thought things were going to work out, but they don't work out? What are you supposed to do next when life will not count in the way that you wanted it to? How are we supposed to live with the fact that there's disappointments, problems, setbacks, difficulties, and they don't seem to stop and I can't fix them? There's a story in the Bible I'd never really noticed before. It's in the very beginning of the book of Acts. The disciples are gathered together. This is after the crucifixion. That was the great disappointment, which then becomes the great opportunity for hope. Now, because Judas had left, the disciples needed to choose who their 12th disciple would be to replace Judas. There were 12 tribes of Israel, so to be whole and complete, that number of 12 was real important. And we're told they prayed about it, and they decided they would make a selection, and it was between two people, Joseph and Matthias, and they drew lots, and Matthias was chosen, Joseph was not. Here's what I'd never thought about before. Imagine being Joseph. I was almost an apostle. Missed it by that much. And then there's the way they decided. They didn't check references. They didn't give an apostolic aptitude test. They just drew straws, for crying out loud. And I wonder how great his disappointment must have been. And yet it was to be a follower of the crucified Christ. I wonder when he was an old man, if he would tell other people, yep, I was almost one of them. When Da Vinci went to paint the Last Supper, I was almost around that table. He had to bear rejection, not being chosen with grace in that little community. In some ways, in the early church, he would have been the first person to be deeply disappointed in his dreams. And we're just told that much about his story and no more. That's something that occurs to every human being. I was thinking, to take one example, the music group The Beatles, there was a drummer, Pete Best, who was initially part of them. And for one reason or another, he and the Beatles parted ways. Ringo took his place. For the rest of his life, he was the guy that was almost one of the Beatles. I think about a friend who is a brilliant scholar, facing very serious health issues, having young children. And when people try to plaster over the suffering that he is going through, it just does damage. And of course, all that brings us to Jesus, who was made to count, On the cross, in his moment of God-forsakenness, he gives voice to an utter sense of abandonment. And he does that by quoting scripture, that somehow the experience of God-forsakenness and abandonment and disappointment in God is itself given voice in God's word, in the Bible, in God's book. So that act in itself, in some strange way, is also an expression of trust and faithfulness in God. I quote the Bible to lament I don't find the God of the Bible with me. And what that means is we do not despair. We cling to hope, the hope of the scripture, even though what it is that I most hope for will happen in the lives of those that I love most dearly might appear quite bleak to me. Even when I'm deeply disappointed by an outcome in my life, as I have been. Even when I feel the sense of abandonment, God, I can't see you right now. My God, why have you forsaken me? And then the truth, which is, we cannot see through to the end. It is a profound paradox about Jesus that he was made to count more than anyone. And he taught, and he healed, and he traveled, and he put the disciples together. But the greatest contribution he ever made is not what he did, it's what was done to him, what he suffered on the cross. You have no idea what God will do through your suffering and disappointment. So, you do not despair. You plant the seeds today and water them and nurture them in your words and your thoughts and your actions, in the people that you're with and the times that you're alone to God, crying out, together with our friend Jesus, you and I embrace all the pain and confusion and mystery and not knowing of our life. We look at our world with dead honesty. We are not saccharine. We are not chirpy. We are not triumphalistic. We do not pretend to understand or believe more than we do. But we do not yet clearly see all the way to the end. and therefore we do not despair. Despair is only for those who see clearly all the way to the end. We don't. We're clinging to the hope of the man on the cross. That's our story. Trust that God will make this day count as you plant that little seed.
You've been listening to Become New with John Ortberg, where you can receive 10 minutes of daily teaching about the person you're becoming. If you like what you're hearing, you can head on over to our website, becomenew.com, where John has over 700 10-minute teachings cataloged in 20 different series covering a range of topics you might be interested in. If you have a prayer request, there's a team of us who meet each weekday to pray for listeners just like yourself. You can send your specific request to us at the number 855-888-0444. I'm glad you're here, and we'll catch you next time.